So if you listened on Friday or some today, or if you follow me on Twitter, you know I'm not a big fan of the new name of the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Guardians, right? And the logo, JT and I both agree on that, that it is just god-awful. I think things were rushed. Why they were in a hurry, I'm not sure. Could have waited another year, maybe, if they were going to go with the Guardians to come up with a better logo, or to maybe not have to fight things in court over the name Guardians, because we come to find out today, not only was there an XFL team named the Guardians, supposedly there's a roller derby team in Cleveland already known as the Cleveland Guardians. To talk about this, I called him a sports law lawyer. He's a sports attorney. You can see him on Twitter on a regular basis. Follow him at Sports Law Lust. He's been on the show before. He's Dan Lust to break this all down for us. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. And it's, we'll say it's an exciting time for sports law, but I don't know if it's exciting if you're a Cleveland baseball fan. It's a little messy.
All right, so take me through this, Dan. I'm sure they had to know, right, about this roller derby team because they knew about the XFL team and, of course, the Guardians with the Avengers and everything like that. So what are you hearing about this?
Yeah, so if you were following this online, I think there were reports as May that they were leaning towards the name the Guardians. And I wasn't trying, it's not my job to figure out what other names are out there. But at some point, the Cleveland baseball team centered on the Guardians. Now, what we've now learned after the fact, and maybe I was one of the helpful ones that break the story, but there's a men's roller derby team that exists in Cleveland. The Cleveland Guardians have been around since 2011. So why are they relevant here, right? A, they existed first, but B, at least as of today, they are the owners of ClevelandGuardians.com, the Instagram account Cleveland Guardians, the Facebook page Cleveland Guardians. So not the best look, right? You pick this brand spanking new name, and you don't own, at least as it appears today, the intellectual property, the website, the social media accounts. So things just got a little bit messy for the baseball team all of a sudden.
So does that mean that they are possibly in talks with the these are going to be the highest paid roller derby guys in the history of roller derby, right? Because if the Indians want this, website name and the IG name and the Twitter name and all this, it sounds like they might have to pay handsomely for this. So is that where this is headed, you think?
I think these guys are going to have the best skates in the league. I feel pretty confident about it. Listen, they have to pony up. I think there maybe it was a mistake in releasing this name. I don't know what the rush was. And Kenny, to your point, why do you need to say, hey, we came out with the Guardians name, right? You've already sold tickets for the entire season. I just don't know really the wisdom of it. But I know, right, ClevelandGuardians.com is owned. If you go to it right now, it's the roller derby team. If you go to Guardians.com, which, I don't know, it seems to, if you're not going to use Cleveland Guardians, right, Yankees.com is the Yankees account. Use Guardians.com. Nobody owns Guardians.com. So if you're listening to this, and if you go to Guardians.com, you click and it says, hey, if you want to contact the person who owns this account, it's up for sale. You can have a conversation with them. So it just seems like the announcement was done very prematurely. In order to kind of unwind this, sure, the Dolans can cut a check and I'm sure get themselves out of this mess, right? But just like that movie when I was growing up with Macaulay Culkin, right? Blank check, right? What amount of money do they have to pay to get themselves out of it? That, I think, is the really interesting part. And that's why, jokes aside, nicest skates in the league. Put your money on the Cleveland roller derby team, whatever their name ends up being.
Dan, what is the penalty for trademark infringement?
It's usually financial, right? If you infringe on someone's marks, let's say you make some type of profit off of using someone's marks, maybe they can sue you. But hey, you only were able to use that profit because you illegally took our logo and used our marks. Let's see. I don't really know how much money the Cleveland roller derby team makes, but we know they've been on this name since 2011. So, I guess maybe kind of the tea leaves a little bit behind the scenes. I was looking at the trademark filings that were done at the United States Patent Trademark Office. It looks like there's been some back and forth between the two. Looks like Cleveland Baseball filed for the trademark, and the roller derby team initially was opposing it. Maybe they're letting some of these go, but they're fighting them on other ones. So I don't know. We're going to see a little bit of an IP battle all of a sudden with some of these marks.
And is it true that cities and states and even colors cannot be trademarked?
I mean, yes and no. The term Guardians itself, just like you mentioned with the XFL team back in the day. I mean, is New York Guardians the one that's trademarkable? Is the word Guardians the one that's trademarkable? It depends how you use the words Guardians in context, right? Like there's Guardians of the Galaxy, the Marvel series. But it's just, I guess if you're trying to put a kind of common sense way to explain this. When you say the term Guardians, if it's confusing, right, if it, you don't know if you're meaning the New York Guardians, like the XFL team, right, or Guardians of the Galaxy, you need to put another descriptive word next to it. So if that's the baseball team or Cleveland, some other word next to it is necessary.
It's interesting, and we're talking with Dan Lust. He's a sports attorney. You can follow him on Twitter, at SportsLawLust. I'm looking at that Guardians webpage that you're talking about, and it's www.clevelandguardians.com. You go there. It takes a while, but it pops up. And I found it rather interesting after texting with you earlier and following you on Twitter today, that prior to July 24th, Dan, the last time anything was updated, it looked like, was March 31st, 2018. And lo and behold, the Indians come out and call themselves the Cleveland Guardians. And what do you know, July 24th, 2021 at 4:43 p.m., now recruiting for the 2022 season. I don't think that's a coincidence, is it?
No, and just the way that I found out of the story, and again, I'll take a little bit of credit for breaking it, but there's a friend of mine that's a Cleveland baseball fan, and sent me a link to the Facebook page for this Cleveland Guardians roller team. Same thing, kind of dormant, but they updated their, they put a cover photo on or a profile picture on. It's probably around 2 o'clock yesterday, so I'm like, I don't know, the site's not being used, and all of a sudden they start updating it. So that's when I, put it up. And I think temporarily we might have crashed the website for the amount of people that were trying to buy Guardians.com, not just ClevelandGuardians.com. That's still out there.
Right.
But yeah, I think, part of the analysis with these trademark filings, if you abandon the mark, if you stop using it, right, if the Cleveland Roller Derby League stopped existing and there was no roller derby team, the baseball team would come in and say, hey, yeah, these guys might want to keep the mark, but they're not putting it in commerce. They're not using it. So it doesn't,
right.
What are they there to protect? So, yeah, I mean, there's a 2022 season. You can see it right there on ClevelandGuardians.com. So, yeah, I think these guys are saying, hey, we might go away, but we're going to go away at a certain price. So this, I think maybe they're doing the bare minimum to keep this, just to say, hey, we are using the mark in some definitive way. Maybe I'll be a little tongue-in-cheek, right, because the update occurred after the baseball team announced the name. So that's going to be the baseball team's argument. Hey,
right,
we're only pretending that you exist now after we announce the name.
If they no longer call themselves the Cleveland Indians, and for all intents and purposes, they're not going to, what ends up happening with that name, that logo, that trademark? Do they continue to own that, or can somebody else go out and buy that and use it for nostalgic purposes?
I think they'll still, it's kind of a financial decision on the Indians' part. Obviously, they're not short of money. They're a $1 billion franchise, mm-hmm. So I don't see the downside of holding it. You wouldn't want someone to be able to take a hold of that mark in some way, shape, or form and kind of, make the team look bad or the organization look bad by owning it. And you guys will know there was that fun South Park episode years ago with the Washington, the Washington Redskins, but now the Washington football team. And South Park had a lot of fun with the intellectual property of the Washington football team, then Washington Redskins, because for a period of time, that term Redskins was deemed inappropriate by the United States Patent and Trademark Office that you couldn't protect it. So you had an episode of South Park where they just made fun of the Washington football team the entire episode. You can watch it. It's very funny. But that's why you don't want your logo, your mark to get in the hand of someone that you don't control. And I guess here's just one further point. People are saying, well, why do they need ClevelandGuardians.com? Why don't the Indians just put the biggest bid on Guardians.com and then it's over, right? Because people, guys like me and you, I want to go check out, the box score. I want to go check out the rosters. Maybe I'll just go to ClevelandGuardians.com. And if you have the website in the hands of someone that you don't trust, right, they could put some pretty illicit things on that website. And all of a sudden, it's making your brand look bad. So that's why you want to control all of the associated property, the website, the Instagram account, Facebook, all of that fun stuff. But it seems like we maybe skipped a step for the baseball team.
And I'm looking right now at the Facebook page, Dan, because on the website it says check out our Facebook page here. And they do have photos from January 11th of 2020 that are up there. But then, they have something called the Summer Affair of 2022 in Talmadge, Ohio. Cleveland Guardians Roller Derby added an event. What do you know, coming up here in 2022.
How is this possible? How could they not find this, especially in their own backyard? This isn't some Cleveland in another state Guardians. How would they not know this, do their due diligence after they said for 18 months they were searching high and low to see what they could use, what was legal and what was not legal? Here again, is their own roller derby team in their own damn city.
Yeah, I think they probably found it. I would hope they did, right? I found it with the Google search. You guys found it on Facebook, right? But here's the thing, from a kind of a leverage standpoint, a negotiation standpoint, what you do if you were the Cleveland baseball team, right? You would go to the Cleveland Guardians, this roller derby team, and say, hey, we're narrowing down to 5 potential names, okay? We're not sure if we're going to use you or not, but listen, we'll pay you right now. We're not necessarily going to go with your name, but here's kind of a, we'll say a fake number, right? Like $50,000. Yeah. We're debating if we're going to use it or not. We're not sure. We're going to use 1 of 5 names. Now, if you say it at that point, maybe you have some credibility that you're considering other options. So maybe, the roller derby team takes 50 grand, free money, right? But the way they've done it is a little bit backwards. The baseball team announced we're going with the Guardians, right? They've already put the cart before the horse, and now they've lost all leverage in terms of negotiation. Now this is where a blank check comes in, because the Guardians, the baseball team, right, has already announced we're going to go with the Guardians. So there was no other viable alternative. That's why, the roller derby team, again, right, if you're trying to put bets on the win-loss record for the roller derby team, that's the over.
Unreal.
On the roller derby team.
Jeez.
Yeah, here's my question, though, okay? Big business, right? Billion-dollar company versus the little old Guardians of some roller derby league that we didn't even know existed, most of us. How can they battle them in court is my question, Dan.
I mean, I guess this is the only argument you really need, right? Obviously, they exist in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if they've existed for the last 2 years, right? There's obviously a gap in the website, and maybe a little bit of that was pandemic-related. Maybe they just skipped last season. It's very possible. But, the mark has existed. It seemingly, I've seen dates 2011 or 2014 is when this started being used in commerce. So, different courts, different trademark courts, one of the main things they look at is who was the first to use it. And if it was used first, was it used in some type of meaningful way? And obviously, these guys, you have to pay money to get a trademark, right? You have to pay money to host a website, Facebook account, Instagram account. That's time, money, sweat, equity. Someone was using this mark in a definitive way. So that's their argument. We used it first. And just because the big, bad Major League Baseball billion-dollar franchise wants it doesn't mean they can roll over us. Now, there's always going to be an amount of money they can pay to get out of it. That's the point here, right? I think you can buy your way out of this mistake. But optics-wise, public relations-wise, you could tell me, right, they've worked this thing out behind closed doors. But, right, as of today, Guardians.com, ClevelandGuardians.com is still not owned, at least outwardly, by the baseball team. So, again, I think the big mistake here was just announcing this out of left field, no pun intended with our baseball terms here. But I don't know what the rush was, right? Why not do this in a month when you can still figure this thing out? So, yeah, that's my concern here. I don't know why that was done.
The only reason I think maybe it was done, and I don't know this to be fact, Dan Lust, is maybe there is a time limit when you can change or get the uniforms in production for next season. I don't know what that time limit is, 6 months out, 7 months out, 8 months. That might be the only reason why they rushed into this the way they did. Off the top of my head, that's all I can think of. But on this Facebook page, Dan, it's interesting here. I'll read a couple of these comments from people that have jumped on this after you guys broke the story. This should be an interesting trademark court battle. Better get myself some popcorn with extra butter for this one. And then I like this one. Hey, congrats on your transition to Major League Baseball. Hope you guys can play baseball too. This is, and we know the Dolans don't like to spend money unless they absolutely have to, but your point is well taken, Dan. They're going to have to spend some kind of money, either A, in court cost fees and battling this out in court, or just writing that check, like you said, to the roller derby team, aren't they?
Yeah, and listen, this isn't done in a vacuum. We have another team, in a different sport, obviously the NFL's Washington football team, who's dealing with this right now. So people have kind of made fun of the Washington football team. They say, hey, what's taking so long? Why is it taking you 2 seasons to figure out a name? Delay this. And maybe now we know, right? There are reasons to delay this. You can look at any number of teams, like the Washington Monuments, Washington Warriors, Red Wolves, whatever the names are, the leaders in the pack. But you have to make sure the IP is clear. So maybe, Kenny, you guys are right that they had to do this quickly enough to be ready for next season. But I don't know. I mean, the Washington football team is going to have 2 seasons under their belt with the name Washington football team. I don't know. Does it really matter that much? But you don't have egg on your face like they do, right, with like the Cleveland baseball team does at this point. So. Yeah, I mean, maybe that was the deadline to get in place for next season, but I don't know what's the harm in being the Cleveland baseball team for another year. I don't really know what that would do. So, yeah, I think it's just just a bad look. Obviously, again, can they buy their way out of this? Sure. I'm sure they can. Just a bad look for whoever was in charge of this project.
Sports attorney Dan Lust, our guest. Follow him on Twitter at SportsLawLust. Let me throw this your way, Dan. I have a friend of mine. He's in, I'll just say, the restaurant business. And the name of his company, I've been using it for years, but in another state, somebody had that exact same name and had it before he did. So the agreement that they settled on was you can use it in three states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. That's it. And he was fine with that. Okay. So that was settled, out of court, signed papers and everything is fine. Is that something that could be a possibility here too, or no? Do you think the Indians want the outright use however they want to use it?
Well, it's funny. You know, it's one thing is the restaurant industry, right? And there's another thing, but like sports. I think if you take you look at an 8,000-foot level, roller derby and baseball are both sports. They maybe only sell sporting apparel. Right. They might be in the business of in the same kind of competing business. I do work for different commercial entities, and sometimes they have similar marks. You know, I work with different companies, but they tried to bring a mark to Canada, for example. I won't say the name of the company, but there was a company in Canada that used that mark. And they said, hey, listen, we had it first in Canada. Just don't use it here. You can use it back in America, but you can't use it here. And they were fine with that. But it was the same industry, and they were going to use the same name. So if you split it up location wise, it's fine. But here, guys, you mentioned Cleveland. It's not some Cleveland in Hawaii. It's Cleveland, Ohio, and it's a sport. Right. So I think you're overlapping on a couple levels. So I think there has to be some agreement. It's not just you stay in your lane, we'll stay in ours. There can't be two Cleveland Guardians. I don't think that's possible. Well, and maybe there can be, but there has to be, for the baseball team, a transfer of the website, the Instagram, the Facebook account. That seems to be rule number one. Make sure that's clear. And maybe that was a reason for not picking the name. I know people have dropped in my replies. They're asking me, is the Cleveland Spiders, does it still have a chance here? And I'm like, well, probably not. But, maybe like that line from Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying there's a chance. There's a little bit of a chance, maybe.
You know, there's always a chance. Where there's a will, there's a way. And when there's a lot of money being thrown at anything, we've seen teams like the St. Louis Cardinals coexist with the St. Louis Cardinals football team when they had a baseball team with the same name. I think it's just a matter of who's writing the check, man.
Agreed. Same thing over where I'm from in New York. New York Football Giants, New York Baseball Giants. Same deal. Very possible. Yep. But there's got to be a meeting of the minds there. There's got to be a decision between those two lawyers, and someone's got to cut a check at some point. And now, when it comes to this, right, the only difference being the Cleveland baseball team had an infinite world of decisions to pick. They could have picked any single name under the books, but they happened to pick one that was already in use. And at least from, I noticed it for the first time yesterday. I'm sure not that many people knew there was a roller derby team, but I don't know. That would seem to be on the list, right? Hey, make sure no one else has the name, and make sure if they do have the name that we can get the Instagram account, all this other stuff under the belt. So, yeah, I don't know. St. Louis Cardinals and New York Football Giants, New York Baseball all existed pre-social media, pre-websites. It adds another level of complexity to the situation.
Hey, you're talking to two guys that didn't know they added skateboarding to the Olympics. How the heck would we know whether or not they're still playing roller derby?
Yeah. And how about that? Here's the thing. When you look at the – and I had no idea, and it's flat – skating roller derby, whatever the I remember the ovals, and it was tilted, the rink and everything like that. So maybe they come to an agreement where the new home field for the Cleveland roller derby gladiators will be Progressive Field, and they'll hold at least three games there a year, or they come to an agreement like that. What do you think about that?
I like it, and maybe they can get Keanu to be the main character, and we can recreate Rollerball, and we can have a lot of fun with
Perfect.
The story. I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for joining us and breaking this story. For people out there who want to hear more of what you do besides on Twitter at SportsLawLust, I know you've got podcasts that you do as well. Share with our listeners where they can get more of this.
Yes, we have a podcast called Conduct Detrimental, and we cover the intersection of sports and law. Any type of story that pops up in that realm. Sometimes it's something fun like this. Other times, it's conference realignment going on in college football. Lots of legal issues. Conor McGregor with his kind of undisclosed stress fracture in his leg. We try to cover all of it. Oh, there's always tends to be lawyers in these sports controversies, so we decided to create a show to break that down. And the website is also conductdetrimental.com. Also have articles up there.
Smart on your part to jump on that. Well done, my friend, breaking the story. And thanks for making time for us on short notice today, Dan.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime. Go Guardians.
Go Guardians. There you go. Whether you're a roller derby fan or a baseball fan right now, they're the name of both teams in Cleveland, so you can cheer for both. And again, he was Dan Lust. I call him a sports law lawyer, attorney in sports. He breaks it down for you as only he can. Follow him on Twitter at sportslawlust. We'll get a break in, get your reaction to that, and so much more when we return.